What I would tell anyone is if you want to grow, then you need to bring in more leads. Cold call, direct mail, pay-per-click advertising, networking, agent reach out, doesn't matter. Bring in more and then become a better salesperson. So you mentioned Eric Klein, great friend of mine. We're putting some business together to teach people how to be better salespeople in the real estate space. Because if you can understand the sales and have a process for that, then you just need all the leads you can have, right? I firmly believe we're in an opportunity business. In some circles, opportunity businesses are, there's a negative connotation, right? MLM, whatever.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying bring in as many opportunities as possible in real estate and then diversify how you exit them. Because the person who has the most opportunities in the real estate game will have the most deals done.
Mic check.
I'm good.
Mic check.
You can read about success all day long, but if you don't put in the work, the mindset, execution, and the hustle behind your vision, it just remains a dream.
When everything goes wrong, you have to take all the responsibility.
We uncover what high-level entrepreneurs, business owners do to rise up from hustling daily.
So do what you feel passionate about. Take chances.
The world becomes your library to help you to become better at your craft.
Join me as I share with you actionable tips to help you grow your business, learn skills, and help you level up in your self-development journey.
Your number one spot for business and personal growth is the Online Hustlers Podcast with your host, Esteban Andrade. Every day I'm hustling.
Why is it a good year to actually be in real estate? 2023, everyone's talking about it. Like, why should people buy and get into real estate?
This is the next best thing since 2008. The economy's not going to crumble. We're not going to have the catastrophe we did in the real estate market and economically we did in 2008. We won't. But up until this point, this is the next best time, meaning there's, we just mentioned Amazon, Salesforce, Facebook, layoffs are happening. People are in financial challenging times, right? So if we as real estate investors can provide value to them, then we get what we want, which is a good real estate investment, and they get out of a challenging time. This moment is the next best time since 2008 to do that. So if you don't have that skill set, this is why you need to get in the game now.
Yeah.
If you want to get to building wealth, you need to get into the game now because this is the next best time to buy rentals.
Yeah.
If you want to get building wealth, then you need the skill set of learning how to do subject to deals, wrap deals, seller finance deals. If you don't have that skill set, this is the time to do it now because it is the next best time since 2008. And people will, the haters are going, Justin, I made so much money in the last 5 years. You're fucking crazy. Bro, everyone made a lot of money in the last 5 years. The market was incredible. You did nothing special, right? Now is the time to harness that skill set so you can actually win for the next 50 years,
yeah.
Right? That's why I say what I say. Like, I'm on a mission to get 2,000 residential doors.
Love that.
Right? I'm on a mission. Now, that's a good money. That doesn't get the big B, but that's good money, right? That creates an incredible lifestyle. And I'm going to do it all through real estate, right? And so that's my mission right now is to impact as many people as possible. I'm buying deals from my students. I had a student that I taught how to structure a subject to deal. He went in, he negotiated it, locked it up. He was a little overpriced. I said, hey, dude, go back, renegotiate. I'll be your buyer. He went and did that. I bought the home. I saved the person from going to foreclosure. I had to bring 20 grand to the table. Stop the foreclosure, reinstated the loan. They don't have a foreclosure on the record. My student made $8,500 on the deal and I bought a rental.
Yeah.
That's perfect scenario.
A win-win. Honestly, if you create a system where even if your students are not really prepared to take it to the closing table or even keep the properties, they're still going to get an assignment fee or totally. They're still going to get some sort of like commission.
100%.
Because they have learned from your systems and the way that you get deals. And now you're going to be the buyer or someone, another student in your community can be the buyer.
100%.
For example, I'm buying all the time. So I tell my clients, hey, you got creative deals. I'd love to buy creative deals. Send me sub to send me seller finance.
Yeah.
I'll pay you a fee. I'll pay you whatever fee you want. But buying right now that, I think it's one of the easiest way to get into the real estate game without having to go through the traditional, you know, asking for a loan and things like that, and still be able to build your portfolio, creative financing and stuff like that. I feel like you have incorporated that way more this past few months into your coaching and everything?
Yeah, because the market, right? So what I'm telling everyone as a coach and then also in my own business, people are going to need our help now. They need to get more creative, right? They're going to either have been out of a job in the example I just gave you. I also just bought Friday we closed a duplex in Cleveland, Ohio, 100% seller financing. Because there's either people that don't need and want a certain price that might fit a good creative financial deal. And then there's people in need that we can come in and help them, and it creates good creative financing. So I'm more like, my coaching program went from 2 calls a week to 4 calls a week because we added 2 more calls specifically to creative financing each and every week. That's how imperative it is right now. And by the way, it's a skill set that in great markets, it's a great skill set to have, right? And so I'd say it's really imperative people understand that part. Because you or me, or there's plenty of other people that as long as the deal works, we'll buy it from you. We are the buyer.
That's huge. Now, you've mentioned different locations now, and you mentioned Ohio, you mentioned like different areas in the US when buying a creative financing deal as a buyer. Like how, like a lot of people ask me like, man, I don't want to buy if it is not like in my area because I'm not going to be able to like take a look at it, manage it, like how you currently do it or how do you currently tell your client, your students.
I think people are short-sighted by saying they have to be in their market.
Yeah,
I understand what they're saying. I just think that's not a way to grow. You're going to do it very, very slow. There's not going to be very many deals in your market. I have rentals in Alabama. I have rentals in Oklahoma. I have rentals in Ohio. I think that's the 3 states I'm in different cities, by the way. But you know, this business can be run totally virtual. Rentals can, flips can, so can wholesales, right? And so if it's good enough for the hedge funds, if it's good enough for the iBuyers, it's damn sure good enough for me. Oh, right. Yeah. And I would include anyone on there. Buy a rental because it's good math. A rental is pure math. You don't need to see it. The challenge is people think that they're all contractors, that they know what they're even looking at. Mm. Well, you know, if there's a hole in a wall, cool. But do you understand what's behind the wall? Do you understand the electrical? Do you understand the plumbing? Do you understand exactly if the roof for sure needs to be replaced or maybe it has another 8 years? Do you know that stuff or are you guessing? Well, the reality is you don't need to see it. Have the professionals go see it. And I don't have to be there to do that. So it's just short-sighted. They don't know what they don't know. And that's why coaching is so imperative, right?
Yeah.
Is those same people could probably, instead of buying one rental this year, they could probably buy 5.
Yeah.
If they just understood a little bit more and realized there's a process, you don't have to go see the home.
So as an example, just for rental, not flips, but as a rental, someone sends you a deal in Ohio,
mm-hmm.
and it looks juicy, it looks great, but you're scared of like the property management and like not being able to like take care of it from here. Maybe you have to fly. Like, what are those steps?
I mean, so you're using a word I just don't subscribe to, being scared.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, is there potential for things to go wrong in those scenarios? Sure. But if I want to get to 2,000 doors, I got to find a way to make those things work. I got to create a system around it, right? I need, literally on the way here, I was talking to my manager, Anthony. You know Anthony. I was like, hey, dude, we need to find a good property manager out in Cleveland. We don't have one. I'll make a couple calls. Let's get some referrals. It all goes back to network. So I just bought this property in Dayton, Ohio. Made a couple calls, put a post on my Facebook group. People are like, here's this. Found a great girl. She's amazing. She's not only a property manager, but she has like kind of an in-house, she has several referrals for contractors. Like it's just been an awesome relationship. But it's because I put it out there and my network gave it back to me. And so I would just say rely on your network because it's amazing what's out there.
Because at the end of the day, it's a limiting beliefs. And for example, there's also limiting beliefs or there is beliefs and behaviors that you got to do from going on doing only one deal a month or every other month to 2 or 3 deals every single month and then doing 5 deals and then doing 10 deals.
Yeah.
So can we go through that roadmap? What do people need to understand? What kind of skill sets and behaviors they need to have on trying to be more consistent on their deal making when they're starting a real estate business?
Yeah. So growth comes down to marketing. The challenge I see all the time is people want to do more deals. And I say, okay, how much marketing are you doing? This is the exact lesson I learned from Grant Cardone, right? He said, Justin, where are you at? Where do you want to be? I'm like, here's where I'm at. Here's where I want to be. He's like, all right. So how much have you increased your marketing in the last 90 days? I'm like, I haven't. He's like, this is exactly what he just looked at me. I said, I hear you. And I heard him. What he's saying is, how do you expect to increase your deals or sales or revenue without increasing lead flow?
Yeah.
You can't sell anyone if no one's there to be sold, right? So he's like, bro, you are playing way too small.
Yeah.
And so what I would tell anyone is, if you want to grow, then you need to bring in more leads. Cold call, direct mail, pay-per-click advertising, networking, agent reach out, doesn't matter. Bring in more and then become a better salesperson. So you mentioned Eric Klein, great friend of mine. We're putting some business together to teach people how to be better salespeople in the real estate space. Because if you can understand the sales and have a process for that, then you just need all the leads you can have, right? I firmly believe we're in an opportunity business. In some circles, opportunity businesses are, there's a negative connotation, right? MLM, whatever.
Yeah.
No. I'm saying bring in as many opportunities as possible in real estate and then diversify how you exit them. Because the person who has the most opportunities in the real estate game will have the most deals done. The person that has the most deals done mostly will make the most money, right? Yeah. So it's the opportunities. Bring in as many opportunities as you can, right? If you don't have a marketing budget, who cares? Go to Privy, right? It's $97 a month. Go do agent reach out in general. Go to for sale by owner on Zillow. Go do door knocking. Go cold wholesale some deals with some people that have a marketing budget like myself. Bring me a buyer. I'll give you a rev share. Like, there's a lot of those opportunities, but you talked about limiting belief. It's because you don't know any better.
Yeah.
You only know what's in your own four walls. You don't know what's outside of them. This is, again, you need a coach. You need someone that's been there, that has gone through that kind of stuff and can show you the world that you're missing because your own negative belief system or limited belief system.
Yeah. So for the audience that is listening right now and they want to come here and potentially take a look at what you have to offer, how would you run them? Or what type of skill sets, what type of marketing do they have to do? Let's chunk it down. So 1 to 3 deals a month.
Mm-hmm.
What type of marketing skill sets and what initiatives do they have to do in order to get to 1 to 3 deals a month?
Privy and or agent reach out. Get deals that are already deals. Everyone's looking for a motivated seller. A motivated seller is listing their property on the MLS. It's your job to be a good sales negotiator to get it at a good price.
Yeah.
There's your motivated seller. Privy is $97 a month. You can just do general agent reach out in your area. The other way is, you know, leverage co-wholesaling opportunities, right? If you have a wholesaler that you know is getting direct deals, I have, you know, probably 5 to 10 deals a month I get because people know I have a great buyer's list. Right. I make massive investment into investor lift, which a lot of people can't do each and every year.
Yeah.
So they know I can sell a deal in Alaska. I can sell it in Ohio. I can sell it anywhere. So they bring me the deal because they don't have that buyer yet. Right. Be that person for those people. Right. And agents are a great resource for buyers, by the way.
Yeah.
But you don't need to go spend a whole lot of money. And then, you know, if you do have a couple dollars for marketing, you can use things like launch control. You can send out text messages, buy a list and send out text messages, but you don't need to, right? I think the path of least resistance is for sale by owner, Zillow, et cetera, bringing a buyer to a current wholesaler in Privy. And you can get 1 to 3 deals every single month.
Do people need to hire someone or can they do it themselves during that?
They have to do it themselves to start. I don't believe real estate is a game that you just hire someone out of the gate. We go back to the leadership and management, and like building a business sounds cool until you realize you actually work harder when you build a business than when you're an employee.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just wish I worked at Starbucks. Right? Like, holy hell, no brains, no headaches. Yeah. Right. So the reality is it's always you start yourself.
But then you see your life and you're like,
yeah, it sucks. Right. I don't want to have that life. I want to have the nice things, the nice 100%. Vacations. Like going to Turks and Caicos in a couple of days at a very expensive resort, all inclusive for my daughter, Sesame Streets everywhere, whatever. I like that life. I'm not going to get that life working at Starbucks.
You don't want to give coffee cups with the wrong name on people.
Right.
People's wrong name all the time.
And get yelled at all the time. Justine. What?
Wait, do you know that Justin? that's also kind of like a marketing tactic? Starbucks actually not only makes them feel kind of familiar with the brand and kind of like get them to write the name so that they'd be like, oh my God, I belong to Starbucks because they
know me.
Name. However, they also put the name wrong sometimes so that people can put it in social media and talk about it, how people are actually doing the wrong name.
Interesting.
And that can
Starbucks is still in the media. Got it. Yeah, 100%. Interesting.